As a last act before a recent move, I baked two loaves of rupmaize. It's basically a Latvian rye bread, but it's much more than that, partly because it's much less. It's essentially rye flour, water, a little yeast, and some sort of yogurt or kefir, call it turned milk. Mix it up, let the yeast start to do their thing, and then throw in a warm box, call it an oven, to stop the action. You end up with these loaves that are some crazy cross between that hearty bread eaten by dwarves and that ethereal cake of which elves partake. It's both sweet and sour, and it sustains. During World War II, when Latvian families were loading up their wagons preparing for evacuation, no doubt women all over the countryside were hastily wrapping still warm rupmaize in cloth and packing it in baskets. It's powerful stuff. One slice in the morning and you're good until midday, when a second slice keeps you going until afternoon. It can keep you fed when you may not have access to a kitchen for days or months on end. The year I lived in Cleveland with my aunt and uncle, my uncle would end the day with a slice of rupmaize and some tea. As part of his ritual, he would fill a ceramic mug with deep black tea and would slowly lather a slice of rupmaize with butter and honey. This was his dessert. He was particular in the details, and I remember him once giggling as he explained them to me. But I was only 12, and I didn't get it. For my uncle, a survivor of war and tragedy, this was sacrament. Literally, give us this day our daily bread. As if to say, this stuff is the staff of life. We deserve no more, and just this is enough. A little bit will carry us in a time of need. And we all have, in every moment, a time of need. With a perspective, this is Andrew Lewis.